for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. Today we get one of our lovely opinionated episodes, Divine Feminine here, chit-chatting with you. So a 5D mystic enlightenment functional adult that is a Divine Feminine of her lovely oversoul will always bring love and balance and more to our Divine Masculine and Masculines and our entire oversoul. With that being said, I want to try to just move into the topic, but FYI, I'm attachment and trauma informed for those of you who are new, and I support people on their personal development journey to be their self. We do inner growth mindset, functional adult love language, we do emotional building regulation skills. So this means if you are somebody who is in the 5D, you're going to be like, yay, I get to do personal development, hoorah, and I'm trying not to yelp, but it's really excited. So you get excited about choosing love because it's not the pain. It's not backstabbing in the way of tragedy. So I'm going to give us a couple of data points and experiences for that one, okay? Remember, we all have charges, charged states. So if you're a grown-up of you, this means that you do a pacha handshake, but it means your heart is open always to love. Okay, so this means you always, not just sometimes, you know that you will wish upon every person that they may be happy, that they may be alive, that they may be loved. Again, I'm trying to disengage from giving you the whole brain and psych education and just the chit-chat. But what I come to you with is knowing that a whole self is a human being who has a secure attachment, at the very least body. And that means you can use your prefrontal cortex so you can be meta-aware with self-awareness. So you know when emotions come up, they're not overwhelming. Okay. Human suffering love group, they are not here. They stay in their rumination and they think of love as tragedy. And they're all the ones with the saga stories of every single one of the relationships they've ever been in. Okay, and I'm a woman. I'm going to be speaking as a woman. I'm a solo polyamorous woman in a secure attachment body with a whole three-year-old differentiated self heart. Okay, so I'm an independent, emotionally, mentally, and physically speaking woman. I'm good with this. Okay, right now I dislike completely. I'm not on board with any gender stereotypes or that. That's why we have the other episode, but I'm right now here to chit chat with our 5D community as the lunar eclipse is approaching, and there's a definite balance with people out there and secure attachment and knowing that love is about us choosing it, that it's not about the you suffer whenever your heart is broken. So throughout the years I've shared many stories, and today I want to start with a couple of things that I do forget to mention, which is that every year of my life, I've always been in expansion mode as a divine feminine with my own divine masculine in my mind. So before even having my super, not so superpowers, because Claire's are not fucking superpowers. No, they're just an ability to have a relationship with the sphere of consciousness, which is, yes, Akash. And I was honored with the ability to grow up with the church, and I was able to be confirmed and the Holy Spirit, and my journey with Catholicism is a positive one. I'm not practicing I'm not allowed. If one day I were not to be allowed, I would be okay with it in my consciousness, because I would know that it is wrong, that they don't know Jesus's words, but I would understand, like a grown-up can understand about how things can work, okay? So my faith doesn't come because of the institution that I grew up in. No, my faith comes from my own heart. And here's where my own heart is something that is a muscle. So even if we take it out of my lovely chest, we will not see anything except for a muscle. And here's where I begin to share the story of my teenage boyfriend that so many listeners know, because this is where my faith is most beautiful. Jesus is most beautiful to me, as was God. I can't use the name anymore because I want to respect the individuals who use it differently. So I will use Akash and consciousness, because I know that within the spirituality community, I'm accepted completely as a mystic. Sadhguru, thank you for being there. And of course, I welcome all those who are wise. They know too that I and them are part of that Holy Spirit Reiki as well, although we haven't theologians wanting to build their qualitative case against it, and also human beings who want to perpetuate rumors and say yoga brings a demon out of you, and none of them have gotten any attachment trauma or biology, neurobiology, neuroscience, in-depth years and years and years and years and years of let me go and learn from a bunch of people, okay? So within the academic community themselves, we got a group that doesn't believe in their colleagues. And whenever I come across any of them, it's humorous to me because they're doing just what the theologians did with Reiki, which is just listing their resources. I'm a master's degree. I have a master's degree. I know how to do a research paper, which is why I don't explain certain things, but and I find it so mind-numbing. I actually find it mind-numbing in my brain that I have to actually go out of my way to make sure to spell out something like this. But it's important, especially if I have new listeners. It's very important. And no, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because this makes my brain think of when I was a kid in high school and all these kids were complaining. And I'm thinking, don't you want to learn shit? Are you not curious about material? I don't understand what you're doing with all your time. Okay? Okay, so there's so many different opinions that run through my brain. Whenever I contemplate, I'm 44, and human beings that I know, and I use this word because I'm consistently at awe with the potential from the good academics of humanity, and then I see the masses, and I see the same masses want to dispute Reiki or yoga, and this makes me laugh in my ass. But then I'm thinking, wow, and then the masses right there. Oh, look, Peter Pan, Lost Boys, oh, wow, they're all following the crowd, and they want to tell me that I'm what? I'm woo-woo. Oh, I'm good with woo-woo. Oh, you come and tell me how woo-woo I am, because I'm completely happy to be a woo-woo over here. Oh, I definitely don't want to be that. And I already chose as a teenager, that's not. But so as a teenager, though, it was different, because we're all emotionally immature as teenagers. We're vulnerable, right? That's the most vulnerable you will ever be. And again, please let's remember what year it is. So I don't live movie land. I live human land. There's a lot of people, they don't live human land, okay? We're going to get to that eventually, but not just yet. So human land in my book is, as I got to get older and read more and use my brain effectively, also make decisions, thank you, Mother, that were good for me, because I got taught equanimity. I got taught how to show up for myself mentally, emotionally, and physically. I have secure attachment. I'm a human being who was not shamed, made to feel helpless, or in any way, shape, or form as if I was something that would not be lovable. In fact, actually, even had I been a cockroach, I would have been lovable. So the mother of mine is Neapolitan, and there's a lot of sayings in Naples, Italy, when it comes to mothers and their children, which is, you could be the ugliest fucking thing on this planet. You will be loved. You will be smothered with kisses and hugs, and all of that creates what is a secure attachment in your body. A gooey, ooey, ooey, because your ventral vagal nervous system is engaged when your mammal hugs you. That's actually how there's a resource, a technique that I've learned to support my peeps that do personal development with me who want a resourced way to bring their nervous system into a ventral vagal nervous system if they feel that they need that because something's going on that's making them anxious or upset. And I also have panic attacks. So when I was learning all this material, besides the nutshell lady being online, I was also like, oh, okay, these are all good for me too whenever I'm going through something. So there's this hug you can give yourself. You put one of your hands underneath your armpit. So let's put the right hand underneath your left armpit, okay? And then you cross over the other arm and you put the hand on the side of it, not the shoulder, like 99, is it 90? I think that's 45 or 90, I'm bad with angles, but I think it's the 90 degree one. Yes, 90 degrees. I'm pretty sure that's what it should be. See, my math is horrible. Anyways, it's like you're crossing your arms over, but you're at a straight line, not the one hand over a shoulder and another. Okay, I think I made it clear, but one under your armpit, one over that arm. Okay, that actually activates your ventral vagal nervous system. Now, if you're a person who's curious and you want to test it out, I'm going to say, okay, fine, let's take that hand out from underneath your armpit, and now let's just put both of them on your shoulders and notice the difference in your feeling. Now, if you cannot feel that, I'm going to say you don't have a heightened sense of awareness of your body. So your insula, which connects your brain, your head, and your body, is potentially underactive. But for all I know, there's also other stuff going on. So please don't keep trying any of whatever, especially if you get emotional. But I'm going to say that those of you who have a relationship with your body will have immediately noticed the difference of what starts to come up. So now I want you to put your hand back underneath that armpit and put your hand over that shoulder and then just to sit a little bit and notice again. And to do that, if you feel like it, back and forth, but sit with it for 5-10 minutes at least. And it's going to be something mild, but it also depends on how used to being in a state of ease you are. Because see, for me, I'm always in a state of ease, so I don't get emotional. For all I know, some of you might get emotional if you do this. Okay, so this is the part of what emotional awareness one, as well as if you're a secure attachment person, you're okay with being emotional because you're not afraid of it. Okay, I have a lot of practice. I'm in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group. So please, if any of you get, you know, highly emotional in a way that you feel upset, don't do it. Just leave it alone and just listen to our conversation. And then the inner growth mindset is a beginning foundation for your personal development journey. And then I have one-on-one mentorship, if you would want that, in a masterclass that I'm going to look to create as soon as I get the chance, because that one will involve and integrate the nervous system stuff that I've learned in a way that can utilize the inner growth mindset. So long story short, when you're divine feminine of your oversoul, you'll know your divine masculines, and you'll know that your oversoul is your playground, because you don't have fear of your body. The divine feminine is the body. So the charges that come up, the emotions that come up. Okay, so let's go back to teenage years. I have Jesus, though, that I grew up with, and I have faith. I'm sure even had it not been within my faith, the Christian one with Catholicism, I still would have had, well, then again, I don't know, but I've learned about the other religions. So I'm going to say that all of them, in one way, shape, or form, tried to create a relationship with infinite sphere. And so my idea and thought, but this is where it's not even valid, since I'm, again, somebody who has a background with Jesus. I just know that all of the different spokespeople had the same message, which was to come together, to try and be together. And this is a vague gist of interpretation. So let's close on that one out and move to where, if you have this relationship, you'll know what I'm talking about when it comes to just feeling love and happy and blissful and blessed and grateful. You're grateful for being here. You're grateful for breathing. You have loved ones. You want to live life. You don't want to go somewhere else. Okay, so the 4D, 3D collective, and people who are not securely attached, essentially, in their own body, they don't want to be with people. They don't want to walk with the people. They don't want to talk to the people. Walk and talk. There's that song. Let me go. There's a song. Which one is it? Oh, no. I was channeling a song. I want to walk like you, talk like you, be like you. That's the monkey, though, from the Jungle Book. There was something else that was coming through. Oh, well, it's not a channeled guidance anyway, so it doesn't matter. But so I'm 15 or 16 tops with my teenage boyfriend as we're discussing my faith. And it's probably because I was getting ready to get my confirmation or something like that, but also because I wanted to get married in church. And I'm sure we discussed this, because he completely did not, because he doesn't believe in God. And so that's where he was making a firm accusation or affirmation, a firm affirmation that my faith was nothing more than my fear of death, which I took very much to heart. Like, it was very upsetting as he spoke these words, and I am explaining to him, no, I have a feeling in here, I would point to my heart, that says there's more to life than just this life. I know it. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my heart, besides, you know, me being raised with Jesus and God, but I can feel that this is true. To this day, I know it to be true. And here's where it's beautiful, my lovely mystics out there. When someone says you're woo-woo, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone, because you don't need to prove. A 5D mystic won't try to prove their mysticism. We don't give a shit, literally. And I thank my teenage boyfriend for the lesson, because I already didn't give a shit at that point. But right in that moment, I'm still a vulnerable teenager. I'm actually with a boy that I'm gonna marry. Okay, so I'm arguing and making a case for my faith, and I'm trying to say I can feel this to be true with all that I embody. I'm literally, you know, trying to help him understand this, because it's important to me. from the depths of me, and this young boy at the time insists. And so, long story short, though, all that I will have learned from him, like any other of those teenagers, is that whether you tell the truth or not, people won't necessarily believe in you. And so I was committed to just this. I ain't gonna bother trying, because if I take my heart out of my chest and try to show you what I'm saying, it's still just gonna be a muscle. That's how grounded in reality a person will be. And you make a conscious choice. It ain't the pain. I didn't have pain. I had sadness. I had frustration. I had tears. People like that. No, it's not pain. Pain is if I stub my fucking toe. That's called I'm emotional. I'm getting upset. You're my partner. You're supposed to be having an equal exchange. And you're convinced because you don't feel it. Well, fuck that shit. So anytime somebody says anything about my feelings and not them being important, I thank my teenage boyfriend, because that conversation stays in my brain to this day. I was like, okay, that's cool. Cool beans. I have no intention of ever doing this again, because I learned. So the nice thing about feelings is once you've had one feeling, then you're like, okay, bring it on. So that was not the only time him and I had a debate. Oh, let me not forget to share the part of what I knew and why I did not attack the person. So what you should know, functional adults, which is what a divine feminine will be, and I thank my mother in this case because she taught me how to be respectful. And then she taught me how to love myself first and to accept myself with my flaws and imperfections. And that's because when I went at 4 years of age or however old I was, crying because nobody wanted to play with me because I was too serious. That's what she told me. But she said, when you grow up, you'll meet more serious people like you. They'll be interested in topics like you. I grew up. Oh, yes. Let's not go there, shall we? There's a lot of people. Their brains very, 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 very much full of a lot of shit and not just any shit. Okay. So I love meeting people, which means I get to know their personalities. That's what makes me social. As for their brains, it depends. The ones who are intellectual, of course, yes. And I have those people. The ones who are, what are they called? Regurgitation of material. Well, I have one of my friends, which he consistently tries to get us to spend more time together. And I love my friend. And I consistently repeat myself to him. And I say, look, I'm not trying to, be mean to you or to dismiss your character or your intellect for that matter. I don't have the ability to hear you. You don't speak in a way that my brain will hear you. My ears literally tune you out. You're speaking gibberish. And my friend, every now and then, he tries to make sure that I know that he does have a brain. And he's an older gentleman. And he does, but he's a type of gentleman who likes to go out and just have insignificant teenager-like attitude fun. Which is good for the friends that I do have who need distractions, because they, like that person, don't want to explore the depths of their emotional self due to their shame cycle, because that's what it is. An inner critic and an outer critic being there when you're thinking and then doing, I want to go get distracted between the fucking, the drinking for sure. Some of those groups of people also do drugs. They don't tell me because I don't and I don't want to know. But if they do, they're doing that stuff all together. And then some, you know, they do a lot of other procrastination in ways that are excessive. What else? Workaholism, drinkaholism. No, not that one. There's another one. So when we go and look at the DMS model or whatever, number 5, the book, is it model? It's not model, I forget the word, but that's because I haven't memorized it yet. So long story short, my friend is good company for the people that I know that need to be distracted, because they're in the human suffering love boat. And here's the perfect example of why my friend, he could go to good therapy. He doesn't want to, he already did. And he doesn't need it. He found a sweet spot. However, my friend, every morning, this was interesting, which is why I asked him again. I said, can you remind me what you do every morning? Because there was another person and we were talking about something. I was like, look at this. This is rumination right here. Every morning, this gentleman who's 60 and beyond thinks two things. he thinks about money and how to make more money, which he's not going to. He's just going to retire because he has a fixed income, which is a good thing. And it's lucky for him, he's got money that comes in, although he needs to really be careful on how he spends it. But he thinks about money, and then he thinks about how people can, as he puts it, put it in his ass. So how people can take advantage of him. I'm like, so every morning you think of these two things and how many different ways a person can basically trick you. Okay, and then the money. Okay, so those are the two things he religiously, with his cup of coffee, sits down at the table and does. That's not something that is actually the mental, emotional, physical maturity or mastery. Now, the person is using their neuroplasticity in the consistent same manner, but they found a group of people that they and them and us, we all hang out. And so they can maintain their life and be happy. They're in fact a very happy person. I will say that. I know that they could improve their state, which is why I talk to them about attachment and trauma-informed stuff. They listen to me and I try to share with them because I say, I know you're smart. That's why I'm telling you this. So recently, one of the last conversations I was able to have, I was saying to him, you know, I know you create stories in your head, because this is where people, they create stories in their head and they live off of them. That's not what it is to be a 5D oneness consciousness. Okay, my lovely listeners, this is a person who they could improve integration of their brain. They could improve flexibility, adaptability. They could improve coherence, energy, and stable, but they would have to want to see that their mode of thinking every morning is not productive to them. And that's something that is not going to happen as long as they want to judge human beings and think that people are going to put it in their ass every day of their life and that it's not trauma related, which is why people don't know what the word trauma is. I am pretty certain my friend did not have a environment where they were treated with a sense of safety. Okay, so I'm going to leave that alone, and that way we can move out of this and move more towards other topics of our oversoul and divine feminine with this lovely lunar eclipse that's coming. But just to make this clear, my friend makes up stories. He's got an empire. He's the czar of it. And then he distributes the empire to people he loves. I get, you know, this country, others get that country, stuff like that. So I said, you know, since you sometimes joke in ways and you've noticed people don't like it, how about you, with all of your brain regurgitated smarts, create a fucking new story? I basically said, just create a new story, create a new persona. I know this is who you want to be, but how about you learn to create something different? That way you can bring that one into the mix when you notice, because humanly speaking, you notice when somebody's being annoyed by you. Good. Okay, now that you've noticed, switch it up. Use your imagination. Okay, so I worked with them. Hopefully they heard something of it and they can work with themselves. That is a rigid and not chaotic, because when they go chaos, I've noticed what they start doing. They want to literally control and organize every single one of their attachments. They cannot, but they get anxious. And I've talked to him about this too. Like, when I'm not around, this person knows that I travel and they're very upset, meaning you can't know. It's kind of like Sheldon. If anyone has watched The Big Bang Theory, they know that. But Sheldon is not a person who has trauma to the extent, and plus it's a movie, it's a TV show, so it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is it's different with Sheldon than my friend. However, it's similar to that. Okay, so whenever he has things change up, he gets anxious. So like, I am preparing him already for my next how it's gonna work timeline, because I know how he works, because I like to know things too. So we're all people. And I understand that his is a way of affection, but again, it could be better. So any person can improve their emotional, mental, and physical health, but when it's something that doesn't destabilize you and you see it as part of your day-to-day and others can accept you, okay, that the working as a herd is very important. he has more than just me as people who try to remind him, you live with society, you know, and to try and support him to get it together to live a balanced life. Okay, so that's what a herd does. We accept, love, and respect. And we don't shame, we don't blame, we don't fault, we don't revenge. So my friend, I don't lecture them. I also don't lie to them. So when they get insecure and they're like, you do know I'm smart. I say, yes, but you know, I can't hear you. I can't follow your bullshit stuff. You're doing bullshit conversation when you want to bring to me your land of the devil that doesn't exist here. Okay. Just leave it, drop it. This isn't a conversation. This is you being an idiot in my book, but I know you have an intellect. Okay. So having said that, we all have different types of interests, but when you're mentally, emotionally, and physically mature, you're going to enjoy the rainbow of people that are out there. And that's why it doesn't create a situation. If you're a person who is not enjoying all people, well, you get to choose what you want to do with that one. I'm a divine feminine, so I am a nurturer by heart. I'm a nurturer. I'm receptive. I can always create with the entire, you know, pack. And I only use my divine masculine when I have to in a rigid way, but most of the time I don't have to because I'm not living a movie. Okay, so let's go back to teenage land. I'm living a human being life. My teenage boyfriend, to me, great relationship. I share stories knowing people will judge in a way that I don't approve of, but that other people have their opinion, so be it. I don't give a shit again. Because it's more of what I learned back then, I'm still applying now. And what I learned from the trauma therapists, I know that people who want to refuse that another human being is a differentiated self, meaning my name's Maria, I have a different way of thinking and feeling about my relationships than somebody who wants to judge a human being who I didn't judge. And to this day, I don't judge. I don't judge him, his cheating, his all of it, like I don't judge the woman that they're now still a couple that also became my friends. And there's a whole bunch of stories. I don't want to share them all the time because it's not part of it's not necessary. All I can share is that the person I am, you ask any of my teenage friends, and particularly one of them, because she knows me the best and she knows exactly who I am, she will share with you, Maria is not a jealous person. Maria is a loving person. And Maria consistently is the same as she always has been. And this is one of the friends that I believe it was either her or another girl who, when this teenage boyfriend, he and his girlfriend who had become my friend, and then they had a thing behind my back, and then they became a couple. I told both of them. Both of them lied to my face. Well, one, he lied to my face. To her, I wrote it. Or did I tell her? I don't know. But I didn't have any issue saying, I know you're together. And they both denied it, which was, you know, again, unnecessary. So all I can say is I was 19. At this point, I'm like, okay, people just don't know how to be brave. Because you are a scaredy cat if you don't know how to admit that you've done something in the book of a person who has no issue saying, yeah, I did it. What do you want? If you look at the trauma experts, you will learn why people lie. You're 3-year-old and you're 1-year-old. The 3-year-old begins to lie because you begin to get yelled at, because you begin to walk around and you begin to do things and you get, no, 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 okay? So some of us, we don't do that. I maintained my differentiated self at my 3 years of age. You all know the story. I told my mom what she could not do, and she did it anyways. She spanked me, and then I went to make my suitcase, and I stuck my guns and said, you should not have spanked me. It's my body. But that's because I have a mother who permitted me to get angry, to get sad, to get mad, all of these things. Also, my nickname was Grumpy Bear. My twin sister, her nickname was Sunshine Bear because we loved the Care Bears, and I still do. And as I got older and my tone didn't actually improve until I started working on it, I would tell my mom, hey, you called me Grumpy Bear. Did you think I would not be grumpy? And she would say, no, but you were Grumpy Bear because you were grumpy. I'm like, well, I'm not sure about that. You could have given me another name. There's Sad Bear. No, but you were grumpy. I was like, well, see, there you go. Okay, what do you want? So anyways, that's another funny story. I didn't mind being Grumpy Bear. And I didn't mind that my sister was and is Sunshine Bear, because it's actually true. She's like the peace and love and, you know, flying in the clouds. And I'm always like looking with this gaze, even though I've tried to soften it, but I'm always studious. That's what it is. It's not that I'm not trying to be grumpy, but I'm like trying to figure it out. I'm like, what's going on over there? And here's my fear stuff. Because, yeah, I want to know shit. And before you come near me, what are you doing? So I'm very protective right here about myself, my territory, mine. And yes, as I said, protective. But see, protective with my own divine masculine. So my divine feminine, which is my body, and my divine masculine, which is my mind, says, yeah, I want to protect Maria. I want to figure out what the fuck's going on before I let any of you come near me at all. And there you go. Like the same thing. Here's another story. I've told you this one at least once, but this is another funny. My biological father confused me for my twin. And there's a video that I have yet to see, which I would love to see because I want to see my eyes. As I look at him and I tell him I'm Maria, so I correct him, very upset. These three-year-old parts of us stay with us. Okay, so that is actually why these types of quotes matter. Here's Bessel van der Kolk, MD. With trauma, there is a real loss of innocence, a loss of just enjoying, because there is always this perception of, : is this the trauma again? ? That perception interferes with feeling fully alive. Okay, so traumatic experiences can change the way people perceive the world. And so when people have traumatic memory and they don't work through it, like my friend, they always have it interfering with their innocence. I don't. I have innocence because I got to be gooey, ooey, ooey, have fun with my feelings, have fun as a three-year-old, and then continue to be that. So as a teenager, that didn't change as I met these individuals who definitely were not in any way, shape, or form committed to being kind, to being truthful, to being able to address aspects that today as an adult, I can tell you, those adults who are still Cuscos, they're still their teenage version. The ones who have it even worse are the ones who have big trauma and they're not moving towards getting their inner world healed. So they're not looking to work with their upset and with a good therapist or with people around them. So we're going to put that to the side because luckily, today there's a lot more secure attachment figures and we can join those of us over here, divine feminines that are tuning in, 5D mystics and anyone who's a 5D functional adult. So integration of the brain, as Daniel Siegel points out, manifested is kindness and compassion. That's because you're left and right mode. They work together. All hands are on deck and your default mode network is down regulated. While for those who have trauma, it's up regulated. Meaning it's scanning consistently for self and the others because it's consistently still in hypervigilance, which is why they're not fully alive. Is it the trauma? Is it going to happen again? So those charged states, those younger charged parts alive within you until you don't move into learning how to use your prefrontal cortex in the now. And so for me as a teenager, I was already doing that. I had learned how not to disregard my Jiminy Cricket. As an adolescent, our choice point, our next group, our alloparenting next group becomes our teenage friends, okay? And so your siblings and your household members, your parents, or whoever it is that are primary caregivers, those are your first alloparenting team. And then you move to your second, the adolescents. I found they were all unreliable. And I found myself being able to say, okay, this human being boyfriend who I'm going to marry is on a different page with faith completely. Oh, and the part about why he didn't believe is he had a friend who killed himself. And that's why he didn't believe in God. And as he's basically making an affirmation, which I know is biased because he had something terrible happen to him, I didn't go in and say, let me put a finger in that wound and remind you of why you're doing what you're doing. Because that's the part of where, no, I'm not going to present it because one, it wouldn't be necessarily putting a finger in the wound. It would be literally me saying something that will hurt your feelings because it's sad that your friend killed himself. It doesn't fix the fact that you're making an affirmation that is false and you're actually not listening to the person who is telling you what my faith and belief is. You're literally telling me I don't exist to my face while I'm trying to say, yes, I do exist, and this is how I feel, and this is what I think, and this is who I am. And you're actively telling me no, and I know that there's a reason, and yours is hurt. Mine is not. And here's where the he said, she said. This is why consistently the right silence is what a divine feminine, that is a person who's speaking to you right now, will choose. It's because I am not going to use my breath to talk to someone who's not talking. An adaptive child is a teenager. No matter how many other things are happening behind the scenes, it's not an evil human being in the way that those people who still have not achieved enlightenment think. No, you're a human being who has a wound and or more, who has a bunch of confirmation bias bullshit behind the scenes, potentially, and depending on who I'm presented, I will say, because I do not want to waste not even one inch of my breath with a brain and a body, because right now I'm thinking of a bunch of people. It's not about human, day-to-day humans. No, I'm thinking about the people who are the charming ones from 7 to 14, all of those people. Because see, if there's one thing that sets a divine feminine off, it's knowing that their entire crew, this is why Shiva, thank you for being here, because Kali, man, Kali can get, but Kali doesn't serve anything. Because one, it's not a one-person job, thank goodness. But really, it wouldn't be possible. There's 8 billion and more of us growing. It's kind of silly. Again, it's not a movie. But when it comes to having a relationship with consciousness, with Akash, we do have a relationship, some of us. We know it. But the relationship is not me turning into some human being who's going to actually... So here, when I see my women friends who think they're divine feminines because they have clairs, So I'm going to keep it very small, because again, to stay effective, I will only use one example. This was in one of the instances with one of my friends, as they try to tell me that they know what I'm thinking because they have clairs, and I'm telling them, I don't care if you think you know what I'm thinking. I'm telling you what I'm thinking. And no, I'm not thinking what you're thinking. And I have clairs too. So I'm not clear on why you're bringing up that you're clairvoyant, because I don't give a shit about your clairvoyance. Right now you're calling me a liar and I'm not a liar. So I don't know how we want to pose this interaction at this moment in time. And this is not the only human being, woman, who wants to claim to know that what they're thinking with their anger circuit and their own charges is true. Let me think again. He said, she said, she said, she said, and they said, they said. So in all equations, I'm back to teenage land. So here's where, thank you, the lovely teenage boyfriend, because seriously, ever since that one conversation, none of any of these types of interactions have set anything, no, because in that very moment, I knew what was going on, and I had a feeling. It was a very, very sad, heartbreaking, upset feeling, as this human being, who again was going to be my future, was telling me that they know the truth about my own heart. Okay, so you can fast forward, which is why for a person who knows who they are, you can send me as many twin flames as you want. What do you got, 10? I'm not going to have 10. I only have 3 and that's it. I'm done. That, I'm sure. I have soulmates. But the equation is the same. Your heart is a heart that is a muscle. So it doesn't get broken. It's a sentence that people use because of sadness, which is why we don't go around yelling at our twin flames, shaming, guilting, blaming, faulting, revenging, which is actually for those who have even more hurt than ever. It's seriously something that you don't even know what to do with when you perceive it. You don't know what to do with people's pain, because it just is a wheel that they go on, the karma wheel. And right now it's 5D land time. So luckily, with a good therapist, people can get out of it. The ones who don't want to, they're just going to do human suffering love. And that's between mystics and not. And so for those of us over here, Divine Feminine will not be eliminating people from their oversoul. We add people to our oversoul. We learn. I know I learn. I learn to this day more and more about attachment trauma. So when I get to interact with any person who has Cusco, or if they have, you know, the squirrel or any of it, it's not a big deal. The teenage boyfriend stuff, I think I closed those loops, and I was just using it as an example because the reality is I didn't learn anything different when I got to meet grown-ups and when I got to experience and move through my twin flames, my oversoul. What I understood, in fact, that's that second wheel. So once teenage years came, I learned to just trust me and my mind and my body, and I consistently did that. And I didn't get lost while I was going through my twin flame and flames. No, I consistently, with the connectedness to Akash, knew what was going on. As well as you already know, Divine Feminine knows, we know what we are gonna know. And we know that there are some pieces that we don't know because they have to play out. And the part about charges, let's talk about that one for a minute. So going to get... being home in your own body. And so here's where, if you're divine masculine, same thing goes for you. Getting to be one with your own inner world is actually part of that journey. That remember when we've read, what's his face? No, not Sadhguru. Greg Braden. We read Greg Braden, where he shares how when you'll find your way to your path, you'll figure out that no master is a master, or something like that. So Greg Braden, he didn't know about the charges, I think, in the exact way that I share them with you, but he did know about the charges, okay? And when you're able to be your grown-up self, this is where you'll be balanced in love as a divine feminine and a divine masculine. Let me talk about how the divine feminine continues to love and bring balance to their divine masculine and oversoul, because that's where I was also trying to get to for this episode and close us out as we arrive at that lunar eclipse. So we know about our inner world and we get to work with it very easily, as I just presented. We don't do the squirrel of Cusco land. The divine feminines that are not, for me, divine feminines. So that's between women and men and theys who do not actually have love for every single human being on the face of this planet, and they got clairs or no clairs, but they're basically, again, not people who know about trauma. And let's help each other to get to be all pachas. Hell in the body can be removed. It's called the trauma memory can get out of there, thanks to somatic therapists and thanks to you doing good therapy, and not the karma wheel and not the shame wheel and not the fucking drugging, alcoholing in, you know, a little circle of, and then inner critic, outer critic. So your mind and how you use it, all of this is in the hands of a human being. Every single thing that I learned from the attachment and trauma-informed people is in your hands. The 4D mystics make up excuses. No, they're anointed and special and whatnot. They got a superhero journey, and then there's a supervillain and they're rescuing someone from something. So that's where they're taking our divinity away because AI and technology. No, your divinity, if one that's so egoic, it's not even funny. You don't realize you're in spiritual bypass already. I use divine feminine, divine masculine because I have to organize things, but also because of the twin flame journey. So... and twin flames, and because we have a feminine and masculine, and that's the brain part that I get to try and conceptualize for you. So, okay, when you're this lovely maturity of a human being, emotionally and mentally, you don't shame, blame, fault, revenge anyone because you're not insecure. You don't have low self-esteem. You have emotional vulnerability. We all do. So I learned how to be emotionally mature and to stay open-hearted. As a teenager, I remember my heart was closing up. I'm like, I don't want to close it. That would make me a hypocrite. And Jesus talks about love and forgiveness. That would make me double hypocrite. I would use the word, I wouldn't be loving, and I wouldn't be following the very person that I'm choosing to get my confirmation, because I do believe in my heart of hearts that there's more to this life than this earthly plane. I also know that the stories aren't actually true, that they're stories. Why? Because it's in the imagination sphere. That's why. But the faith was not about the words that were used and still aren't. The faith that I felt and still feel is we are all life. And that's why I love being able to know of Sadhguru. And I already know who Sadhguru is. I was waiting for him. And I also know a lot of other things that I won't be sharing ever with us, my lovely listeners. I did read on, I forget which timeline paper, which of those resources, but... let's move back to our lovely divine masculines and over souls. And so the divine feminine will bring love and balance to every single one of the masculines I have ever met, to every single one of the pieces and parts of my oversoul. I will have brought the best that I can, and they've made me consistently a better person, as do all the 5D educators. They have helped to enlighten me and continue to do so. And the ones who are 4D, they are my muses. They consistently challenge me to be able and bring forth their words and say, you know what? You could do it better. Here, let me make up a little bit of shit here. I know the 5D collective will like this one a little bit better because it's expanding people versus keeping them limited. And it's expanding them not by giving them superhero powers. No, please don't think anyone is more special than anybody else. You do not know a divine feminine if you do not know that a divine feminine will tell you, do not touch any of my earth, infinite cosmos. Just imagine a mother right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm hugging every single thing out there. Okay, I'm bringing it all in. Don't touch any. If you want to see Kali, you can't see Kali mode. See? Okay, so I'm going to share something that I already have shared. I repeat, divine feminine here. I never said that this is something that I, what is the word? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say this. I'm very protective and in a mother loving, nurturing way. And that's why I know that I need divine masculines in my life. But that's also why I know I'm happy that I do not have children. I do not want them. Not even a little bit, and that I do not have any intention of, in this lifetime, being in that spot. But you better bet that if I had had any children, I would be one of those mothers. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying I as a reference, where, so just a random example, my twin has 2 kids, and she was telling a story about what was happening in one of the instances, and as she's telling the story to other friends who have kids, I'm getting more and more pissed inside. I'm boiling rage, and I'm like, I know that there's no need for me to do anything about it, but I was like, yeah, no, that would not be happening. Sunshine, she's collected and she's negotiating, and I'm totally none of it, completely out of mind. Yes, my viewer, none of it knows me, like my mom should see. I'm trying to get at, though, a divine feminine, and here's where Kali comes in, which is why I know her energy way too well, but that's why Shiva needs to be there. And that's also why we choose our lives, by the way. We actually do. I consistently knew where I would end up, and I cannot ever forget that I wrote that, but we're running out of time, so here's the deal. A divine feminine will love and balance her divine masculine and masculines and oversoul, because we are not trying to prove our hearts. Our heart is a muscle, and we unconsciously love. So for me personally, I love that I'm a mystic. I knew there was a reason for it, but I knew that the reason would be clarified in time. And it's because when I began to have clairs, I knew that I was not anointed and that I was not and will not be accepted by every one of those lovely people that I do love, that I got the opportunity to do my catechism and stuff with. So I know that there are groups of people that, unfortunately, my lovely listeners, will consistently and for be a lot about, you know, it is what it is. But that doesn't make my heart happy, the truth. So the truth is, we have educators. They're the sciences people. And they do a lot of good things. And yes, of course, spirituality is beautiful too. But unfortunately, people twist spirituality stuff. And that's also why, you know, you'll find people trying to tell you to be skeptics about any enlightened person. But what they really should say is to know that anyone who has you calling them master and doing anything, you know, that's something to watch out for. And really, it's always, even a teacher, even a scientist person. So you want to learn how to question and think things through and to know about emotions leading the way until you're the one who leads your way. And that's when you're a secure attachment person. So it's if you know that you have a heart and another human has a heart. So none of that changes as you get older. Actually, if you're a secure attachment, restorative embodied self like me, I consistently have told people, we're not anointed, you don't have special powers, there's no energy vampires, there's no dark auras, and at the beginning of my mysticism, I wasn't 100% sure of any of it, but I knew already about us being brothers and sisters because I learned it from my catechism. So I knew this energy vampire thing, this is a bullshit story. We're one big ball of energy. They can't be energy vampires. Furthermore, we have the duality plane. This means we've been on all sides. So this is a bullshit story. If you're telling me you want to judge another person, then you're forgetting that you've been probably on the dark side. If what we say is correct on how it works, the expansion and not expansion. So that makes everything you're doing in this moment, if you want to create a divide, a hypocrisy, and you're forgetting that you, in one of your life, even if it was just one of your lifetimes, were an asshole. So the part about this is what people that are mystics, my lovely listeners, it's about knowing how to be consistently in equanimity. So saying that goodness doesn't exist is a falsity. Saying that evil or meanness, if you will, doesn't exist, we can say that's a falsity too. However, using a story to talk about evil is a falsity. Using a story to talk about goodness, also falsity, which is why we have academics talking about, should we really be talking about humans as inherently good or bad or good or evil? No, we should not. It's also why they're talking about we really shouldn't use the word evil, like the philosophers or religious texts, because it's inaccurate. And all the people of lovely Michael Stone scale, they're all people who could use a good therapist. So human beings are human beings with a body that today, attachment and trauma researchers, therapists, neuroscientists, neurobiologists, the good ones are explaining how the brain works, like Patrick McNamara. No demon possesses you. There's a fear receptor in your brain. If your brain has trauma memory, it's trying to heal itself. If your body has trauma charges, it tries to heal itself. It's already actually healing. And here's what I uncovered as the ascension energies kept coming up. That's why Bessel van der Kolk was my answer immediately. And then the rest of the trauma information. It's not energy upgrades, my lovely listeners. It's trauma charges. And so when that comes up, you have two options to become self-aware, work with the behavior and understand that it's an emotion, which is between implicit and explicit memory, between your 0-1-year-old attached, panicky, 3-7, shame, submissive, freeze of all ages, flight 11-12, fight 14-15-16. And if you are a teenager, great, that means you have a whole self. If you have a inner war going on in your brain, then you have potentially had some big shit go down. And so, you know, if you have a window of welcome for your own inner child, can you feel self-love? That's the only way you'll know self-compassion, if you are actually meta-aware enough to be self-aware enough to say, oh wait, I have a shame cycle, an inner critic, outer critic, and then I go and do the fucking, the drugging, the alcoholing, the fooding, or whatever it is compulsively, and I isolate. Wait a minute, my mood though, it's not just a random mood, okay? So it's when you have enough self awareness and you know you're deserving to be a human and to have love and to have people, that you'll begin to say, I can treat my life and myself better and have people around me that are better. When we see people using their pathology, they're not understanding it. They got a bad therapist who didn't inform them, hey, guess what? You can work with that trauma memory. You're not a slave to it. Your trauma charges, you don't have to put up with it. You know what people do when they get good information, like from Nutshell Lady? She shared a video of a guy who was able to heal in like one moment his panic attacks, meaning to put up with it. It's not healed, but to be able to work through it. The lady's like, so you're saying we have to just sit and put up with it? And she's literally annoyed. And I'm like, yes, that's how the nervous system works. I learned about it in my own way, but also by hearing about it again and again. It's called you learning to self-regulate. It's why safe haven right here, knowing how to regulate your nervous system. It's just straightforward. We don't whine about it. The lady was whining about it. That's not going to help you to do anything. You can't do this because this is what I have. Huh. You can work with your emotional trigger if you want. Justifying that you're projecting it, that really isn't I don't know, not supposed to, but you could do something different. The something different is where the divine feminine with our own oversoul, we don't tell them, and that way we actually present a Pacha handshake. We consistently nurture and present ourselves in a way that can share you're loved, you're accepted for who you are, all of your emotions can come up. But if you're whining, we're going to say, okay, hold on a minute. I get it. You're upset. Here's what we can do. If you keep whining, eventually we're going to be like, okay, you know what? You don't want to move forward from it. That's okay. But I don't know how to help you anymore. And that's it. The minute you're like, I can't help you, it's because you will actually have no way to help them. Person won't be able to come to you with stuff like that. So that has nothing to do though with our divine masculines. Our own oversoul is always balanced in love because that's what we're leading with. The 5D mystic and the enlightenment. So age group who's a functional adult. So tune on back for more. If you have any questions, let me know. Have a great day.